This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
If it follows inflation, I'm not like super against it, but at the same time, people in Jacksonville are struggling already.
My community, my district supports this.
This is a problem that's been looming for decades.
If you honestly think this is right for the people, I think you're wrong. The people are going to pay for this.
Following a spirited debate, Jacksonville City Council voted 12-7 to hike the solid waste fee for the first time since 2010. Councilmember Matt Carlucci led the push through City Council and is with us live on Jacksonville's Morning News. And, you know, to increase the fees, I don't know if it's necessarily saying congratulations on passing this, but something needed to be done is what you've been saying along the way. How initially is this going to help the bottom line for the city of Jacksonville?
Well, first let me say, I don't take any joy in raising anybody's fees. I do not. But Jacksonville had a looming crisis with our solid waste fund. It was bankrupt, and we had to borrow money from our general fund, and that was going to be up to $500 million in 3, 4, 5 years. So I had to do something, and I knew more about that, I guess, than most of the other council members, although my colleagues were a great help. So the folks that, you know, don't appreciate it, you know, I could feel how they, I know how they feel. But I did take this out to the community. I don't know, I think I had 8 town meetings, and I went to civic clubs, I went to anybody that would listen to me. I wrote editorials explaining the whole thing. You know, every town meeting I went to, I got no pushback, none. And I got to tell you, I know there's pushback out there, and I know there's people that don't care for what we did, what I did. But it had to be done. It had to be fixed. But I was astounded at the reception I got everywhere I went. And these were just regular, they were like CPACs, the Community Planning Advisory Councils, any group I could talk to. And I talked to a bunch. I've been working on this since October, and I'm glad it's over with. We still have a few more steps. But I can tell you, my wife was more glad it's over with than anybody in Jacksonville, I can tell you that, for darn sure.
Councilmember Matt Carlucci with us. And so this is going to be phased in over the course of a 3-year period, but the single biggest hike is going to happen between now and the next bill that comes due. Kind of walk us through that process.
Well, I had put together a phasing in that was like 12 to 20 to 25 to 32.
A month.
And trying to be as easy as I could on the escalation. But we have a council member named Chris Miller. He's very bright. He's very brave. And he picked out the number $27 because that would stop the bleeding. And then we would go to 29 and then to 32. And it was apparent that everybody on the council felt that way as well. So I just let the council members say what all they had to say. Because I felt like it was going to pass, and I was very proud of all my colleagues. I'm proud of all of them, but I had a special pride in the colleagues that helped me. But I'll tell you who I appreciate the most out of this, who really made it happen. And I know this sounds cliche-ish, but it was the people of Jacksonville, the people in the townhomes, the people I visited at their homes, the people I visited at their offices, they going out to Legend Center, way out on the north side, northwest side, all over the county. They gave me the strength to keep this thing going. Because, you know, when you go to town meetings about increasing a fee, you don't know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates. But I got to say, every one of them, once they heard the problem, once they understood the circumstance, what they understood, you know, where we were heading to unless we found a remedy, every one of them, I won't say supported it, but I didn't have anybody say they wouldn't support it, didn't want to support it. Some said, well, can we do the fee by, you know, how much garbage you put out, or can we do a sliding scale? And to those folks, I said, look, those are things that we can take into consideration, but we can't look at those until we fix the problem we have now.
And you are fixing the problem. Are there things that are being put in place so that once the city gets caught up, this doesn't happen again?
Well, it's supposed to. Yes, ma'am. There's a annual review that's in it that has to be done. But the council will have to vote on raising the fee from time to time. And because past councils took 15 years to do this, and I'm not criticizing them, but that's how we wound up like we are. So you really make a good point. This has got to be reviewed, and it always has been reviewed. It's just that the council just never wanted to pass an increase.
Councilmember Matt Carlucci, a couple of quick follow-up questions on how this is going to impact residential property owners. So if someone lives in an apartment complex or perhaps in a condo complex with homeowners' plans and whatnot, are they exempt? Are they affected? Kind of walk us through that, please.
This is just going to be residential. There may be a few duplexes, perhaps, but people in condos usually pay for a dumpster with everybody else in the association. In apartments, likewise, they will not be charged this fee. And if they are, they need to bring it to the city's attention because it's only going to affect the people who got a property tax notice on their residence in past years.
And that property tax bill that went out in November, it's not on that one. It'll be for the upcoming year, we understand. And
yes,
will there
sir.
Be exemptions or will there be opportunities for those who are lower income to try to blunt the impact of this fee increase?
Yes, sir. So when I was raising the fee, I could not, in good conscience, not have some kind of safety net. So I had a companion bill that passed right after the fee bill last night. What that does is if people can show that they are at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, they can fill out a form and submit it with some kind of documentation, and they won't be exempt, but they'll stay at the level that everybody's been paying for the last 15 years, which I think maybe $120, something like that.
Yeah, it's right around there. Last question I guess I wonder is the general fund revenue that you're not having to then, going forward, put into making up the shortfall in solid waste. What do you do with that revenue then?
Well, so for this year, this will be, to see the cost of the amount of money that should be going into the garbage fee fund should be $80 million or right there. We were only putting in $40 million. So the amount we raised last night puts in that other $40 million, and that will freeze the loan. And then the next year, there'll be enough to more than freeze the loan. And then there's a franchise fee that goes along with garbage service, and the franchise fee is paid by the haulers for the ability to use our roadways and get to the dump and get to people's houses and all that. It's a typical franchise fee. Those dollars will be freed up to pay off the loan. So I think the loan can be paid off in about 7 years. And when that happens, all those dollars that we've paid down can then go back into the general fund for road repair, parks. We're going to need money to make sure we keep giving employees a raise, particularly public safety. We have some union contracts that involve raises for them. Yeah, you can't take on a bigger load by saying we're going to cut the budget. Because when you start cutting the budget, then you're taking away from somebody else, and you know, you sometimes you've got to man up and pay the damn bill, and so that's what I did. And I never predicted how many votes I'd get. Every day I'd wake up, and at the end of the day, I said, well, step by step. So far, so good.
Well, it ended up 12-7. One of those 12 was Jacksonville Councilmember Matt Carlucci, and Mayor Donna Deegan has said she supports the increase. We'll certainly follow up on that next step in this road toward the fee increase for residential solid waste. We appreciate the update this morning. Councilmember Matt Carlucci, 9:29 on the Wednesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.